creepy shy. So what are you scared of? So you know what I'm scared of, the thing that has creepy things all around. One time in the haunted house.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. He turned to two bears. Mm-hmm. I kill him again. He turned to the three bears. I kill him again. He turned to four bears.
Really?
I kill him again. He turned to five bears.
I don't believe it. You really think that's true?
Yeah.
Can't be true.
They knocked it down and they called them to. Then he called back into one.
One bear?
Yeah.
What was the bear's name?
It wasn't haunted house.
Well, what was his name? What was the bear's name?
The other name.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Not Scary Bear? Scare Bear?
Was it Scare Bear?
It wasn't a scared bear.
Scare Bear?
It wasn't a scared bear I was afraid of.
What?
And that's Daddy one.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's with you now. That's toothpaste. Yeah, I'm using that toothpaste.
Where's mine?
It's the same one. You get to use it too. We share.
Oh.
We're going to share.
That's not okay.
You want to use it now?
Yeah, because I have to brush my teeth right now.
Okay.
Because remember, I'm going to go.
Right.
And I'm going to show my teeth to my...
Your teacher.
Teacher.
Okay.
Because we have to brush our teeth.
Every day.
Yeah, every day.
Alright.
Until we're a big person, we don't have to.
Right.
I mean, if we're big persons, we still have to.
Okay.
That they'd all gone to the birthday party. You said, you mean you just picked them up and then went home and just went?
In the trunk.
Or did you have the present in the trunk? I had the present in the trunk. I dropped Mark off, and Aaron Soltz's mother took him to their house.
And the present, Marky.
And
the present.
And the present. No, Aaron Soltz's mommy took the present. No.
Then how did he get there? Because what I see it is like this.
Okay.
First in the morning, when Mikey's school starts,
yeah.
You take him there, right?
Right.
And you drop him off.
Right.
And then if he goes there, how did she get the present, because he wouldn't have had it to give to her.
Okay, so when Mark got
it?
Dropped off.
Oh, I get.
I get.
Okay, you dropped Marky off at Aaron Salt's house.
Right. No. I dropped Marky off at the preschool. And when I was at the preschool, Aaron Soltz's mommy came by, and I said, "Hi, Mrs. Soltz, here's a present to take home with you." So Aaron Soltz's mommy went home and dropped the present off at her house. Then Aaron Soltz's mommy came back to the preschool and picked up Aaron and Mark and all the other kids and went to their house. In the meantime, Daddy wasn't home, and Ross came home, and I picked him up at the bus stop, and then we all went to Aaron Soltz's house.
You mean not all of us. We're going.
We're going right now.
Uh-huh.
And then what do you think we're going to find at Aaron Soltz's house?
Mark and all the kids with him.
And what about the present? Will it be there?
Uh-huh.
How did the present...
What did you get for Aaron Soltz?
4x4.
Wow.
Sure. Ross said, well, good thing you didn't get him.
It's too bad you didn't get him one of those cars that have things on top of them, the brakes, and I wanted,
that might
and
be
I
what
wished
we got.
He could get...
That's what we got.
I I wish we could. Did you get him the one that can jump high thingies? It's yellow.
No, this one's black and yellow.
Black and yellow. That's the race car.
Yeah. You'll see it when we get there.
So it will go really. It will shift into speed.
It will shift into gear.
Into speed.
Uh huh. Is it a speed racer or just a regular track bike?
It isn't either one of those. It's, what?
Is it a turbo booster?
No.
Is it a...
You know those things, Rough Rider?
Uh-huh.
I mean, no. Oh, did you just get him a Rough Rider?
Maybe it's a penny racer.
Oh, was it little, like...
No, much bigger. Much bigger.
This big?
Yeah, about that big. Mm-hmm.
Okay, then it ought to be a, the thing that I'm talking about, mm-hmm. or a 4x4.
Is a 4x4? Okay, what's the name of the thing you're talking about?
I forget.
Okay.
But if I see it,
okay.
then I'll tell you.
Great. If we could just copy off of our Kit Kat to show you how we could make Kit, then you could make me a real Kit, and he could drive me places. Russ said, "I got it. It's mixed up. It's hard to control your temper with little kids, and it's easy to control your temper with little kids, and it's hard to control your temper with big kids if you're big. But if it's a little kid,
it's harder." To control your temper with a big kid than it is to control with a... I mean, it's easier with a big kid than a little kid.
Right. Good.
He's trying to get Mark to take something out of his mouth, some kind of toy or something that he has in his mouth. And Mark said, "No, I won't have your germs." They're playing doctor, and now Mark says, "You have to get doctored, Edie." Well, yes, a little earlier we were playing naming parts of the body, and I asked Mark, "What was his knee say?" I pointed to the back of his knee, and he said, at first I pointed under his shoulder, and he said, "It's my arm," and I said, "No, it's your underarm," and I pointed to the back of his knee, and I said, "What's that?" And he said, I said, "It's your leg," and he said, "No, it's my under leg." Ross and Mark are bubbling under the water. Ross has said, "I can't stand it. I can't stand it no more." Ross is picking up these bad pieces of bad grammar from school. Ross, I asked Ross to clean up the floor in the bath, and he found there was a lot of water in there. And he said, "I see how you complain about us, just like Ernie's big mess. Except that we're kids."
Awesome.
So late. Yeah, you barely made it to the school today, I know. Hey, Ross, that was crazy this morning, wasn't it?
What?
That was crazy this morning, wasn't it?
Oh, no, it wasn't.
You woke up early and you still almost missed the bus. Yeah, it was crazy.
Oh, yeah, it was.
I don't want to ever do that again.
Well, at least we got up early.
But your bus driver wasn't happy. He doesn't want you to have to do that. You understand? You could have an accident having to stop for you like that.
Now I've been having two turns. When I lost my bag and my hat. More
well,
animals.
I just hope we don't miss the bus again like that. That's just terrible, isn't it?
More animals.
Ross, we're going to have a list. And you're going to have to look at the list and make sure that you've got everything ready.
My animals, please. What will the list help us?
Well, I'll say it. Have you, Mark, or else there's some animals to give Marky.
Trying to get his leash on.
Yeah, but you can give it. I'll do the leash.
Get some.
I'll do the leash and you do that
animals.
A little bit.
Marky!
I'm getting the dog in the sun. This is his big white dog.
Dump the dog!
Means happiness or not, we don't throw a pretty pony. She's too heavy.
I know.
You understand? She's not soft. She really shouldn't be in that soft animal collection.
Give me.
Except her hair is soft.
Give me.
Hey, pretty pony. Good, Mark.
That's a bang bang.
Bang bang.
You're orangutan.
Okay, very good, Ross. I love it.
Munchie
means happiness.
Munchie means happiness.
Good. Mark and I are play checkers now. This is December 14th, and I'm going to help Mark on his side, and Ross is going to play all by himself on the other side. Uh-huh.
One more.
We're busy.
Yeah.
I said that we're at the breakfast table on December 16th, and Ross said, I said, Ross, you're really getting hungry now, aren't you? Mark, he said, Ross is not the only one who's getting hungry, because I am. The whole family is. Earlier, Mary said to Ross and Mark, "You all hungry?" And Mark, he said, "I'm not all hungry."
Just now. I said, "Mark, what are you looking at?" And he said, "Yeah, I'm just looking at my food." Actually, he was staring at my hand.
I'm hungry.
Ross is saying why. Go ahead, tell the whole story.
Why my dad couldn't use markers.
Uh-huh.
And that's because they couldn't get the plastic put on it, and the tops are made of plastic too. They couldn't get the food colors either. So they invented something made of wax called the crayon.
Uh-huh. That's all Ross's idea. I didn't tell him anything about that. And you know something, Ross? You're right. That's the real reason. Ross asked me why 12 and 22 are white. And I said because they're on a dark green tree. And if they were color black, you couldn't see them. And then he showed, oh yeah, he showed me that number 4, which is also on the dark green tree, was color black. You're right, Ross.
Oh yeah, but I know, now I know why, because they're both twos of some of a higher number.
They're both twos of a higher number?
Uh-huh.
Tell me the numbers.
I mean, a higher line of numbers.
Mm-hmm.
A higher family.
A higher family of numbers, like tens and twenties, right?
Like 17, 12, that's the second.
Mhm. They're all the numbers over 10, right?
Mhm.
Yeah. And then they're all the numbers over 20. Those are called the 20s.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're right, Ross. Ross found a raisin in his a chocolate chip in his raisin bran, because it had gotten into the raisins. And Mary said something about, he said, there's a chocolate chip in my raisin bran. And he said, in fact, I kind of like chocolate chips in my raisin bran. Is that what you said, Ross?
Mm-hmm.
Just interesting for the use of in fact. Ross's first statement that he had found a chocolate chip in the raisins was meant to amplify Mary's earlier statement that there were, sometimes there were, that there were some chocolate chips in the raisins.
Then he went on to say, in fact, I like chocolate chips with my raisins, which was in contrast to what I had said previously, which was I thought it was kind of disgusting because all the raisins and chocolate chips were mixed up together and it made me wonder if it had all fallen on the floor.
Whereas Ross was saying, in fact, he didn't really mind it at all.
Yeah.
Those raisins.
Marky said, can you come up? And I came upstairs and he said, I said, why? And he said, just come up. And he brought me over to his shoes and he said, could you put the dot off? In other words, could you untie the knot? Could you put the dot off? And I said, yeah, you mean, could I untie the knot, Mark? He said, yeah, could you untie the knot? And then he said, I'm grown up, aren't I? I said, yeah, because I put on my pants all by myself. This is telling me about a movie he saw at school. And he asked me, Dad, what is the boy's name in E.T.? And I said, I couldn't remember. And he said, is it Elliot? And I said, yeah, Ross, you have a better memory than I do. And then what else did you say?
I think that maybe the Elliot porcupine in Huggly is named after the Elliot in E.T. Or maybe the Elliot in E.T. is named after the Elliot the porcupine in Hug Me.
Mm-hmm. That's right, because there is an Elliot the porcupine in Hug Me. We don't know which way, who was named first, do we?
Mm-mm.
No, we'll have to think about it. Maybe we can figure out which one was named first. How would we, could we figure out who was named first?
I don't know.
Maybe we could find out which movie was made first.
They're both movies. No. Elliot the Porcupine, he is in a film.
Mm-hmm. And what about Elliot in E.T.?
That's a movie.
I see. There's a difference between a movie and a film? What's the difference?
Well, a film is used in schools.
Mm-hmm. And movie? At the movie house, huh?
Uh-huh.
I see. Movies are long.
Theaters.
Huh? Movie and movie theaters, huh? Okay, good. Mark had a couple little feathers he kept overnight in the drawer. He said, there's Pincher and there's Feathery and there's Snake. Or Snake and there's Pincher and there's Feathery. And he said, they slept in the drawer in the middle of the night. In other words, they slept in the drawer all night.
The story of his preschool Christmas play. And he says, first everyone get in their places. And then there were those guys who had to pay their taxes and they walked along and walked along and walked along.
All day they walked along.
All day they walked along?
Uh-huh.
Until they retired.
Until what?
Until they retired. They knocked on the door. Knock on the door, like.
Knock, knock, knock.
Yeah, and then knock one more time.
Uh-huh.
Then they said, what do you want, my friends?
What do you want, my friends?
Yeah. Then,
Mark has a cold.
They said, we want to sleep. And they said, and then they walked along, and then they said, no room.
No room?
Then they walked along and walked along and walked along, walked along. Then they got to the other one, and then they then he knocked on the door again. And then he opened the door, then he said, "What do you want, my good friends?" Bunny said, "Sleeping. No room. Go back." Then the mother dismembered something. "Go out to the barn and sleep." And then Joseph made a big a nice bed for him.
Mm-hmm.
For them.
For whom?
For them. For them. And then in the middle of the night the girl woke up and she saw a baby. It was called Baby Jesus. Then he woke Joseph up. Then she told his name, Baby Jesus. Then, you know what? Then they said, "Let's call him Baby Jesus." Then some more people walked along. Then those persons, they said, "Isn't he wonderful?" And then some more people up in a big city. Well, they walked along many years. They got there and they said, "Isn't he wonderful?" Then the angels knowed what.